MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A 32-year-old woman, Margaret Coho of Mescalero, has been arrested in connection with a bomb threat that forced the evacuation of Ruidoso High School last month. A bomb threat on March 4th at Ruidoso High School resulted in the immediate lockdown of the school and an evacuation to the convention center. It was later determined that the call was a hoax, and it was called in by Coho, Ruidoso police said. No one was injured in the incident. A judge sentenced Ryan Reese of Alamogordo to 391 years after he was convicted of 18 counts of criminal sexual penetration in the first degree of a minor under 13, 7 counts of criminal sexual contact of a minor under 13, and 6 counts of incest of a minor under 13. The sentence is the longest prison sentence ever handed down in the 12th Judicial District in New Mexico, a spokesperson for the district attorney said. Investigators say Reese abused the child for approximately 5.5 years. An event to help Ruidoso residents rebuild after fires and flooding damaged the community will be held in the village 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at ENMU Ruidoso, 709 Meacham Drive on Saturday. During the event, residents will meet with licensed contractors, hear about available services, learn about processes and permits, and take the steps for rebuilding and repairing their property following the South Fork and Salt fires and subsequent flooding. Residents impacted by the fires and floods who are unable to attend the event can enroll in disaster case management by calling 505-670-4662. Last Monday, James Holman and his colleague Abby Carpenter searched the southern New Mexico desert for migrants, as they often do, when they encountered an armed Mexican military patrol of 18 men carrying fixed-mounted machine guns in U.S. territory. The group said they were in search of illegal weapons and drug smugglers. Carpenter opened a hiking app on her cell phone to show their exact location, which was in the U.S. Holman said the encounter was an accident that resulted in a kind exchange between the groups. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.